Hey everyone, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Writers at RVFTA.com.
And the authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations.
About 10 years ago, we had a couple of babies and a marriage that was on the rocks.
So we bought an RV and we started camping. The rest, as they say, is history.
Join us as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in to the latest RV innovations from people in the know.
So pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. We are here with one of our favorite people in the entire RV industry. It's Matt Fisher. He's the Senior Product Director of J-Flight, and he's one of the nicest people in America.
It's true. There's absolutely no doubt about it. We held the competition. We accepted all the applications, and Matt really came out on top of the nicest people contest. Hi, Matt. How you doing?
That's so nice of you to say. I appreciate
He's not going to let us go on and on and on. Now, Matt, the last time we had you on the show, you were wearing a different hat. You, for a while there, were taking care of that upscale luxury stuff over in the Fifth Wheels line at Jayco, right?
Yes, I was. I was the product director for our luxury Fifth Wheels, North Point Pinnacle. I had Seismic for a short time, the toy hauler. And the J-Flight position for product director became available. And, you know, the J-Flight, near and dear to my heart. When I started in the industry, that was my bread and butter. You know, that made the house payment. And I love luxury fifth wheels. There's nothing better than designing high-end fifth wheels. It's so exciting. But again, the J-Flight just being what it is the number one selling travel trailer in North America. And to be responsible for that is so exciting, and it was a tough decision, but I know the dealers and I know the brand, and I felt like I was ready, and I'm so excited to be doing what I'm doing.
Well, you know, Matt, I mean, you just said it's near and dear to your heart, so I'm gonna throw this out there. I mean, it seems like such a nice fit because, you know, I've heard a little birdie told us that you actually camp in a J-Flight, right?
I do camp in a J-Flight. I own a, I think it's a 2015 J-Flight. It's the 28 BHBE, which is still today one of our top sellers, and it's a great bunkhouse. You know, 5 years ago when we purchased the unit, I had to talk my wife in it. Come on, it's going to be fun. The kids are going to love it. You know, we got to get outdoors. And so we started camping. At the time, I was selling J-Flight, so I knew about them. But I'm telling you what, I've learned so much by actually owning them. It's actually helping me do what I do today. And not only that, my wife now is addicted to camping. At the time, her idea was of camping and roughing it was like a Hampton Inn versus a Hilton. And today, she's making all these reservations, and come on, let's go here, let's go there. The kids are doing this. So we do love it. I love our camper. And honestly, I do feel like it's helped me become a better salesman and product director over the years.
Now, just to clarify with our listeners, you know, I hate to say it, but a lot of product managers don't camp at all. You know, so Matt camps a lot, and he camps in the trailer that he's managing that line.
That just makes me so happy. And, you know, I always think, and everybody out there, like, Matt, you have three kids, you have a busy life. I know all your kids are in sports and everything. I mean, you're living the life that your customers are living. And I just think that that's going to inform, like you're saying, your design of this product. And I'm really excited to see how it impacts the line.
Right. You know, it's you brought up a great point. You know, the last three weekends we've camped at one of our favorite campgrounds, but it's 45 minutes away. And it allows us to hurry back home for a sporting event. You know, the last three weekends that we have had to travel, but you know what? We're gone 3 or 4 hours. a Saturday morning and for a baseball game, and we're right back. We get the whole rest of the day. It is busy, but we just – one thing that we've learned is just to schedule far in advance and to put it on the calendar and then work around it. And that's worked for us. If we did – you know, early on we weren't doing that. We'd wait and say, man, I wish we would have gone this weekend, or, well, we're busy, let's not do it. Just schedule it and go and then work around it. And you know what? Our kids are my kids are the oldest one's 14 and the other two are younger. And right now, you know what? If they have to miss a Little League game, they miss it, because camping is a lifelong activity. It's family first for us. And we try to make it to as much as we can. Don't get me wrong. I'm not promoting missing athletic events. It's different for everybody. But we just make priorities, and that's a priority for us.
Oh, my gosh. Your life is so similar to ours right now.
It's a J-Flight life.
And
it
we
really
know,
is.
We know you have some serious athletes in the family.
Yep.
And it makes those camping weekends all the sweeter when they're a little harder to come by because you're busy working.
So we want to dive into just kind of learning a little more about the J-Flight line and the history of it, because it's now been America's number one selling travel trailer for 14 years in a row, which is kind of remarkable, and it deserves a little bit of like attention here. Okay, like, what is it about this line that really means that more people are buying this line of travel trailers than anyone out there? So the first J-Flight came out back in 2001. Was, you know, what was like the motivation behind this line? Like, why did Jayco think the world needed the J-Flight?
Yeah, great question. I get asked that a lot. You know, where did it come from? What is it? And you know, the J-Flight travel trailer, and I know that you're going to be talking to one of my peers, my coworkers, Chris Barth, who is a product director with the Eagle line. And the J-Flight actually was born from the Eagle. The Eagle became more of a luxury was becoming what it is today, and that's more of a luxury travel trailer. They were bigger floor plans, and we really didn't have an entry-level stick and tin. And we saw a need for that, and so that's where the J-Flight was born, is to be more of an entry-level, price point, targeted, family-friendly stick and tin trailer. And yeah, 4 years later, we had to dial in some things and get our dealers up to knowing it, knowing the product. It became the number one selling trailer.
You know, Matt, that's one of the things that I think we really love about Jayco, is even though there are the luxury lines within the Jayco world, there is just this steady focus on affordable quality for families. You know, I mean, you can get into a J-Flight at such a reasonable price. And I just feel like a lot of the industry just kind of keeps creeping upward with the luxury. But you guys have stayed really, really a solid brand for families, the best brand for families, I think.
Yeah, you know, we watch very closely where our dollars are spent, and you know, so much of we do centers around our construction process, and we watch the J-Flight is very price sensitive. We know that, and we want it to be that family friendly price range. Our seven wides are obviously, we can talk about the J-Flight family itself. It varies from a little 15-foot J-Flight all the way up to 40-foot. So that price range we watched, and that's one of the main reasons too why we've been so successful, is the floor plan lineup and what we offer. Can you imagine? I mean, everything from a 3,000-pound 15-foot trailer all the way up to a 40-foot trailer that's a seasonal destination trailer, you know. So we just the price range, really, we try to hit a certain price range with a great big variety of floor plans.
And well, yeah, I mean, speaking of that variety of floor plans, can you share some of the more popular ones for different niches in your, you know, customer base? Like, what is, you know, this is the best-selling travel trailer line, but which are mm-hmm. the best-selling models, like for maybe couples or families or that like entry-level, small, lightweight one? Do you have ones that kind of stand out yeah. in the bunch?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I mentioned, our seven wides, everything from a seven wide all the way up to our big bungalows, J-Fly bungalows, being the J-Fly being such a family-friendly, most of the time in each segment, a bunkhouse is the most popular. For today, you know, in the regular J Flight, we build a model called a 28 BHS, and we introduced it just in the last couple years, but it's kind of skyrocketed. It's just a, you know, it's just another example. It's a longer trailer. It's, you know, probably overall pushing that 31 foot overall, but what you get in that 31 feet, actually about a 28 foot box, what you get in that 28 feet, it's just perfect for families. Double over double bunk beds. They sleep a lot. They store a lot of stuff. And that's one thing I've learned from me camping is, come on, where does a trash can go? Make sure it has room for a trash can. And
see,
all
Matt,
of these
that's
things.
Exactly why people have to camp when they design these, because you're right.
They
the
do.
Trash can and the laundry are such pain points for
right.
everybody out there.
I know my toolbox size. I know how many bins we take. I know how much food we take. I know what coolers we take. And you better believe the next time I pick out a new camper, I'm looking for exactly where my stuff is going to go. But the 28 BHS has done very, very well. And like I mentioned, what I own, the 28 BHBE, is still a very strong seller. and then after that, couples coaches, when we talk about couples coaches or non-bunks, we actually see two models in the J-Flight. One's a little bit shorter, and then one is very long, a 34 RSBS. The 24 RBS does extremely well. But, you know, that 24 RBS is, it's shorter in length. And for a couples coach, you still get the walk-around bed, a shorter dinette slide-out. And it has so much in a shorter box. And just couples wanting to go, that's perfect camper for them. So, you know, just some of those, like I mentioned, we just have so many floor plans from seven wides, the little 15-footers all the way up to 40-footers. I that's got to be one of the main reasons why we've been so successful is we have a floor plan for so many people.
I know that in our audience and our listenership, we have a lot of, I think it's the 32 BHDS, a lot of owners mm-hmm. of that one. Because, you know, once you get over, and Matt, you and I have talked about this a lot, once you have more than two kids, like, your options get really limited with a lot of RV manufacturers. They don't get as limited with Jayco. I mean, there are options out there that you guys make for people with four kids and up, for sure.
You know, it's funny that 32 BHS I was just talking, we're actually getting ready for our dealer homecoming meeting. It's for our dealers. This year we get to go to Las Vegas and we debut all of our new products. And one of the models that we're taking to the show is that 32 BHDS. And our national sales manager and myself were talking. We're like, you know what? This thing is just done so well for so long. It is probably, you know, the best family proven floor plan in the market. When I started, and I started in 2005, by the way, that's the year in J-Flight became number one. That floor plan was brand new. And you think about it, that's been over 13, 14 years. And we're probably looking about that being our number three bunkhouse. And that's just crazy. You get that great big outside kitchen, sleeps a lot of people. It's just an awesome camper. I dig it.
Were you suggesting that there's a link between the year you started and the year J-Flight became the number one bestseller?
Oh, did you pick that up? I don't think I said that.
No,
I was
no.
Making a point.
another thing I really like about the J-Flight line is that, you know, if you're going to get into, you know, a 30-foot trailer and you got a bunch of kids, you're going to probably be bringing a lot of stuff camping, as you've mentioned. And the J-Flights do have really good cargo carrying capacity. You know, if you're getting a 34-foot ultralight, you might need to be a little bit careful about how much stuff you pack. But I think in a J-Flight, you're pretty much good to go bringing all the stuff. And also, I also think it's a nice option for those that might want to add solar, you know, because you have that nice cargo carrying capacity in a J-Flight.
Yeah, solar is becoming very popular. You know, all of our J-Flights are prepped for a the COM standard with a solar port. And so we understand that that is becoming a very popular trend. And yeah, as far as the storage and the carrying capacity goes, we try very hard. We have a group of engineers. Specifically, we have one or two that only works with weights, measurements, axle placement. And they're top-notch. They help us understand dry weights and the percentage, what we want to be gross vehicle weights, the carrying capacity. So they help us keep an eye on all that stuff and make sure we're giving customers exactly what they want. Almost all of our J-Flights have front storage area. So we definitely look for all of those factors when we're designing new products and developing new ideas.
Well, I'm really excited that we are going to get to see the new stuff at Homecoming in Vegas in August. We'll be there, and we will definitely be sharing with all of our audience anything that you've got to show them, because we know that you're still not at liberty to give us the goods on what's coming up for 2020, right?
We're getting very, very close. That show is that dealer meeting starts about the first week of August, and so our dealers are going to get for the first time to see some new products for the 2020 model change, content change, and I am so excited. I mean, I took over J-Flights as product director in January. So this is my first product change with the J-Flight, and honestly, I feel that some of the enhancements that dealers are going to see, everyone is going to be really excited.
Well, we're excited, Matt. And, you know, we've just loved getting to know your products and your sense of design over the last couple of years. And we really look forward to seeing fresh eyes on
I'm excited to see the J-Flight kind of develop under Matt Fisher. You know, what comes next? I mean, maybe if you play your cards right, Stephanie and I will end up in a J-Flight.
Oh, yeah. Teasing.
So.
It's kind of crazy that we've owned three Jaycos and we haven't owned a J-Flight yet. So I feel like
we've told him you have to build us the three bunk model, and we're sold the elusive three bunk model.
Yep.
All right, Matt. Well,
exactly what you're looking for. I just need to make it fit in the right size box.
You do. You do know what we're looking for, and so
I do. And I'm looking for the same thing. Jeremy and I have talked about this. I just got to make it work somehow.
I know. Well, we know that you're super busy this time of year with the, you know, model changeovers and everything, and we really appreciate you taking some time to hop on the show and talk with us. We're looking forward to seeing you in Vegas.
This was my highlight on my calendar today.
So how about for the week? Come on, Matt. Give us the week.
Now.
So what is next for the Fisher family camping in their J-Flight?
You know, we live in northern Indiana. And Michigan has some beautiful, obviously Lake Michigan is nearby. So there is a campground, it takes us about 2 hours to get to. That one we try to do about a 4-day trip, just the drive. And, you know, I like to take my time, and it's right on the lake. And so we love that area. It's beautiful. We go up later in July. It's warm. Kids are jumping in the water. There's sand dunes. So much to do. So that's our next destination. I can't wait.
All right. Well, have a blast.
Yeah, have a great summer. And we hope to see you someday at the campground.
Oh, that would be so fun.
It would really be a lot of fun.
All right. Maybe with our next J-Flight. All right, Matt. See you at the campground.
Okay. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas. And a big thanks to the sponsors of this show, Jayco, Bass Pro Cabela's, Thetford, Go Power, and Go RVing. We appreciate their support in creating educational and inspirational RV content.
You can also find links to everything mentioned in this episode over at rvfta.com, plus hundreds of blog posts on everything from gear recommendations to our favorite camping recipes.
If you enjoy our show, please leave us a review wherever you listen, and make sure to get social with us on Facebook at The RV Atlas and on Instagram at Jeremy and Stephanie. Plus, we've got the friendliest campers around in our private Facebook group, so check it out.
Until next time, I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.